guys doing?
Awesome. You know, I'm just going to hop right into this. There's a word that we use now as a noun, a form of the word, that when I was your age or younger even, growing up, we didn't use this word that way. We used it as a verb and I think as an adjective. And the word that I'm talking about and the way that we use it today often is influencer. Am I right? Did we use the word influencer? No. The whole congregation is going, nope. We said things like, that person is influential, or I'm influenced by something. We never said, there goes an influencer, I'm pretty sure. And probably part of the reason for that is we had, most of us anyway, one telephone in the house. And maybe if we were lucky, three TV channels. Am I right? Okay. And so what that meant was we didn't have a lot of ways of connecting with people beyond school, church, neighborhood, what we saw on those three TV channels. Oh, and the radio, sorry. We had radio stations if we were lucky. So my point is, today, there's a lot more out there competing to be influential in our lives, right? And part of that social media, of course, part of that is just how we're connected by phones. We've got how many TV channels? I have no idea. How many services? I have no idea. So there's a lot that's competing for a place in our lives to influence us. And that's important because we want to try to be influenced by things that are good for us, right? Now, we're going to be influenced by things that are not, but hopefully the things and the people that do influence us in a positive way will win out. And when I was growing up, the great influencer, I'll go back now and call him that, I was told was Jesus. And when I was younger, I used to always think that was because he was perfect, right? He was Jesus. He was sent here in human form, but he was perfect. And so I grew up thinking that, and I may be getting ready to step on toes and be a little bit controversial, but as I've gotten older and I've understood a few things that I've read in the Bible about Jesus, I've come to think, well, you know, he was sitting here in human form. He was sent here to perform miracles that the humans couldn't perform, but he was still here in human form. He learned, he ate, he loved, he probably got mosquito bites, he probably fell down and got hurt. So a lot of what I now understand and love even more about Jesus is that he was human, and that makes him, as a fellow human during his time here, someone with whom I can identify a little more easily than if I think of him as completely without imperfection. And I think the reason I'm thinking about this today is because one of the stories in our scripture is about an interaction that he had with a woman from another culture. And he had gone away, he was tired, he needed a vacay, all right? And he went somewhere where he thought maybe nobody would know him and he could catch a break for a little while. That's very human, right? And no sooner than he got to this place, this woman, again, from a whole other geographic place, but not only that, a whole other culture, and not only that, she was a female. And back in those days, there were some prejudices against other cultures and against women. And so let's just imagine that Jesus is a human. He's exposed to human things, and he's raised as a human amidst this way of life. He's tired. Maybe he needs a Snickers bar, right? But he's gone away for some vacay, and here this woman comes. He's barely there at this place, and she's asking for a favor. And she wants him to stop what he's doing and heal her very sick daughter.
Jesus says, and here's where we get to see a glimpse of him that maybe we can really identify with. He says, "Woman, do you not understand that the children eat first and that the dogs eat only after the children have eaten?" When I first began to understand this or to read this passage, it sort of freaked me out, right? Some people say that Jesus was testing her faith. Some people say, though, that he was experiencing a bit of what it was like to be human. And he was frustrated, tired, impatient, and maybe reacting to some of the prejudices that he had been brought up around. Well, she was very quick in her response, and she said, "Sir, isn't it true that while the children eat, the crumbs fall to the floor where the dogs can eat them at the same time?" And Jesus very quickly said, "Woman, you're right. Go home. Your daughter is fine." And so I bring this up today in the context of talking about influencers now, because I think that moment teaches us that in that human frailty, that body he was given, that exposure to humanity that he was experiencing, he has a moment like that. But the beauty of it, the Jesus of it, is that he listens to what she's saying. And he responds to her because he hears the truth coming out of her. And he heals her daughter. And he grows. And some people say, scholars, and I am not one, that that may have been the start of Jesus expanding his ministry to people beyond just the people in his culture. But even if it wasn't, it kind of helps me to understand Jesus as our greatest influencer, because he was like us, and we can try to be like him. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the teachings of your Son, and for forgiveness, and for love. And we ask that you are with us in the moments we have, much like the one that Jesus experienced in those days, and help us to rise above our frailty. Amen.